This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I was supposed to announce yet another Village Inn Mother's Day pie winner last hour, and we just had such a busy hour with so many things. I didn't do it, so I'm going to do it as close as I can to the last hour. Stay on track here, okay? This one comes from Kim. My family still teases me today about this story. Oh, now you got us interested, Kim. I was probably 10 years old, and my dad sold our Lincoln Continental. I cried and cried and cried. Terrible temper tantrum. My mother looked at me in awe at the dinner table and said, Kimberly, you better find a man that keeps you in the style you're accustomed to. The next day, he bought her a white Cadillac. I have yet to own one, however, she says, but she, however, still rides in style. Great story, about your mom, Kim. Thank you. Kim Blackman, we're going to send you a gift card from Village Inn for a free pie on us, and we have more to give away. Now till Friday, one every hour, we're giving away. So, and Village Inn has America's best pies. They really do. You can call them, you can go online, you can stop in and get them all set for Mother's Day. How about this? Take mom to breakfast, too. That might be a nice little treat there this week. Say, Mom, just you made me a lot of breakfast. I'm going to take you for one of those good old-fashioned VIB breakfasts at a Village Inn location near you. Kim, we have one coming your way, and others, welcome. You can go to the Scott Hannon fan page. We have a place for you to put them up there on Facebook. And also, you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can also text the story in if you like that, 701-367-2054, or call our 24/7 line anytime between now and Friday before the show to be in for the drawing. The last one will be 10 o'clock hour on Friday. That's 855-200-1776, extension 1. Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Don't forget, you can also listen anytime with the podcast at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The full show is there, whatsonyourmindradio.com. This hour we're going to talk about an effort to find out the cost of the refugee resettlement program to the communities in North Dakota. Dave Pepcorn, a Fargo City Commissioner, has taken this on. Grand Forks and Bismarck also have refugees that have been resettled, and I'm not sure if those other communities have undertaken this effort, but it's happening in Fargo, not without a small bit of controversy. So we'll find out how the effort's coming along, give you an update on it, and welcome any questions you have for our guest, Dave Pepcorn, at 800-228-0550. Sorry, 800-228-0550, right? See, K-Fire 550. I should be able to figure this out. Also, a 0550. We have some people that don't like O's for zeros.
328.
Just trying to keep everybody happy. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know where that came from. That's the capital. 258-0550.
They haven't moved us over there yet, but yeah, they may come. By the way, we said 0550 for, I've been here over 20 years, we said 0550, but yeah, most people kind of figure that out.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just trying to make everybody happy.
I know. People pleaser now, huh?
I never knew that about you. That's how I live. I'm a people pleaser. So anyway, that local number is an easy one to remember.
How's that working for you?
0550, just so you know. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Good to see you. Any questions or comments for Dave are welcome. How did this start? What was your intent here?
Last October, I just asked the question, how much is the refugee resettlement costing the city of Fargo? I put it on the agenda, and then the initial report was it was around $28,000, and then LSS came and spoke, and they said they basically were compensated $800 per refugee.
Why do you want to know?
I'm on the finance committee for the city of Fargo, and I'm the deputy mayor for the city of Fargo, and we're making a budget. Actually, we're working on next year's budget right now, and so money is tight, and so I wanted to know how much we're spending.
All right, and some people have perceived that to be racism, right? Some refugee, immigrant groups, support groups, a number of folks have come out and said, you know, how can you do this, city of Fargo? You're being racist. What do you say to them?
Well, the last 7 months, it's been very unpleasant. The newspaper and lots of the liberals have been calling me lots of unpleasant names, and that's their prerogative, I guess. I'm just looking at trying to find the truth and the facts, and to me, it says a lot that they don't want us to know how much money we're spending, and they don't want the truth to be told.
I actually would argue that it is some sort of politically correct disease that we don't know these numbers. I don't think what you're asking is that, you know, that odd at all, but, you know, this is what happens when you simply say, I want some data. Here's one quote from Mr. Sharif, a former refugee from Somalia who resides in Fargo, challenged you after the commission voted to receive and file the latest finance committee report, criticized Mayor Mahoney for allowing you to discriminate and carry out this data hunt. I don't know what a data hunt is that's bad, but here's the quote. Everyone should know by now that he is not doing it for the right reason, speaking of you. He's doing this to marginalize refugees, and I'm shocked that the city and the mayor has not done anything to prevent such behaviors that enables discrimination of thousands of his residents. And he asked if you had the courage to sit down one-on-one with a single refugee mother of two who has lost her house, her husband, and her youngest child in the conflict, look her in the eyes, and tell her that a few dollars are more important than their lives.
And I've met multiple times with any of the refugees that wanted to meet with me. And actually what has happened, the refugees basically have determined this has been a disaster for them. And so they've actually attempted to drop out of the recall. And so now basically there's it's basically a group that there are no refugees in it that are a part of the recall at this point.
The recall effort now is... this is in the water in North Dakota these days,
yep.
Happening in Bismarck with the Mayor Seminary, and in your case, happening as well. They're gathering signatures, right?
They don't... And I think they have to have them in by tomorrow, so we are looking forward to it.
So when you say they feel it's been a disaster, why has it been a disaster for the refugee community to be part of the effort to recall you?
Well, I think you can ask them, but I think basically... when I've been attacked for basically asking questions that are my responsibility as a city commissioner, and they're basically trying to bully me into silence, that hasn't gone over well with the average taxpayer in the city of Fargo. I think a lot of people are very unhappy with what's gone on.
So this data hunt.
Come on, man. Please don't use politically correct language like that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's ridiculous.
What does that even mean? I don't know. I mean, a data hunt. I mean, yeah, I'm looking for data. Who could be against data? When is data ever bad?
Well, no, this is our tax money being spent. This is all our business. If it was someone else's money, it's none of my business. That's my job. I'm on the finance committee. We're making a budget. That's what you do. You find out where you're spending your money. And when money's tight, you better make sure you're spending it wisely.
We're going to get to, in a minute here, what you've learned so far, because you have had some fruits of this labor.
Yes.
So far, right?
Yes.
You're not all the way there with all the data you need.
Correct.
But you're getting there. Why do you think this data is not collected?
I think there's a lot of people that are very, very fearful of going through what I've gone through. The majority of people don't want to be called names and mocked and ridiculed. I'm a fairly odd character. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm very strong. I'm not afraid, and the majority of people are not that way.
So, in other words, people privately agree this is a good idea, but I don't want to be the one to ask for it.
It's been amazing, all the support I've gotten. It's very humbling, but the thing that's the most sad is many, many people say, we're behind you, keep it up, we appreciate your courage, but don't use my name because of my position. That's very sad.
Because... you know, this is an anti-refugee. We need refugees, right? I mean,
of course,
they're an important part of the workforce.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we're caring folks. The idea is, let's be smart to say what's our capacity, right?
I mean, are we doing a good job? Can we be doing some things better? To give an example, a microloan program. I'm going to be working on that. That's things like that have to be going on. The other thing is, my grandparents were immigrants from Norway. my grandparents. And so when they came, they had nothing, and they had no social programs, and they worked. And so that's this is not anti anybody. It's where are we spending our money, and what can we be doing better?
When you talk about the microloan program, you think that something should be available to
these? Yeah. Yes.
Now, but I've heard a story previously about the transportation costs for refugee resettlement, members. In other words, if they're in the program, they get accepted, they can come here. They're given the dollars for the transportation to come on a loan. Basically, the idea, go to Fargo, North Dakota, go to Bismarck, go to Grand Forks, and then pay us back. And it's an alarmingly high number of folks that don't pay those loans back.
But we should know all these facts.
Yeah, we should. That's not asking too much at all. John and Minot, Chad and Fargo, questions for our guests. We'll take a break here. Just coming up on a break, more with Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commissioner. There are some reports that have come back. Have the schools done this?
No.
Because there would be some significant impact, especially with the ESL, instructors and the cost and the impact there. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. And your questions or comments, welcome to, for Dave Pepcorn, coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. 4 for $4. 4 items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, king size $1.09, standard size 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain Water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
May 12th and 13th, music stars and classic cars at the Hump. Rock and Roll Festival coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for 2 fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace food locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Making America great starts with you. Show your community and your country that you stand with America. Replace those political yard signs with the symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguide.com lets you remind your community we stand together, undivided. Undivided nation with your own flag flying. All of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Don't buy the cheap ones made in some other country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. American-made and proud of it. 701-571-FLAG. Give him a call. Or ndflagpoleguy.com. Aren't you glad there's a North Dakota flagpole guy? I am. This makes it easy for you. One call, it's done. 701-571-FLAG. Back with Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member. One of five members that is proceeding on this plan. And by the way, you've had support from other members on getting the data. Nobody's saying it's a bad idea to get the data. Right?
That's correct. Yep.
So that's good. Now it's a matter of getting all the data and ultimately what it shows us. John and Minot, question for Dave Pepcorn. Go ahead.
Yeah, they say for every immigrant we bring over to this country, we can take care of 15 immigrants in the Middle East, and all this money's got to be borrowed. Wouldn't we be doing the taxpayer a service to keep them over there and take care of 15 people rather than bring them over here and take care of only one?
And I do think that's an excellent point, and I do think the current administration is looking into those options. And I think the other thing that's kind of revealing, there's a lot of countries in the Middle East that won't accept immigrants or refugees. I think that's so. Anyway, I do think that's a good point.
Good point, John. Appreciate that call, Chad Fargo. Question for Dave Pepcorn.
Dave, you're a really good man. I'm glad that somebody out there is starting to speak about this. Question I got for you, you know, and they say Lutheran Social Services gets $800 per person. That's totally wrong. They're a caseworker, and they get so many dollars per month per person that they have on the rolls. I don't know how long that lasts, but it's a lot larger dollar amount. One thing I got a question for you, though, is the city or is it the county responsible for the social benefits that they receive? They got better health care than the actual person that has a job out here in the United States that is an actual U.S. citizen. Question is, do they have a compiling of those data that shows the strain on the welfare system, the strain on the Social Security system, the strain on the local taxpayers that we are getting? And the 15-to-1 ratio, I doubt that's the number, because when you take all the other benefits you put with that, we could probably take 150 people compared to what it's costing for one person per year for the fact for all the medical and dental and health and food and everything else that we have to feed these people. And the fact of the matter is the Democratic Party and the machine is the one that's basically is against you, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, well, that was an excellent call. Those are a lot of excellent points in there. And I will say the North Dakota legislature is going to have a study committee that will be beginning shortly, and they'll look at a lot of those other costs. And so for me, I'm a city commissioner. I'm the deputy mayor. I have to stay in my lane. I'm focusing on strictly the city of Fargo costs, which right now are about $220,000 a year. The same thing has to happen with the Fargo Public Schools, the West Fargo Public Schools, and the city of West Fargo. We have about 70% of the placed refugees are in Cass County. So that's part of it. But then we also have to look as a state, and the number like 220,000, that's one number, but the huge numbers are going to be food stamps, like the caller mentioned, health care. They have full health care benefits, and we are that's our tax money paying, and those numbers are going to be astronomical.
Yeah, Minnesota right now has got a very serious situation with a measles outbreak, worst in 30 years.
Right.
And it is something they've identified was foreign delivered and part of the Somali community there. So again, that doesn't mean you love that person one bit less, but it says, wait a minute, time out here. We got to be careful. What's the impact of that? What's the ripple effect of that one particular situation in Minnesota, not to mention the overall much larger health situation?
And I do think in Minneapolis it's a large number now that it is affecting their local government. They're having to pay for the health care costs for the measles outbreak. And so, that's a question that should be asked for our city. What are we doing for tuberculosis and measles? If something like that happened in Fargo, what are we doing?
How about law enforcement? Do you have data on how many more calls they have that are directly tied to the refugee community?
We do not as of now. And what I will be doing, I'm on the finance committee, so when we're doing budgets this year, I will request Chief Dave Todd to start tracking the number of contacts, the number of violations, and also how many are incarcerated and things like that, because that's also our tax money.
Education. How are you able to grasp what the impact is on education?
to me, that's out of my lane. I'm a city commissioner. That should be a school board issue, but I will say the legislative study committee, that will be in their lane. And so they're the ones that need to ask, because the thing that's, I believe the refugee placement needs to be reformed in North Dakota, and we as a city need to determine how many we can handle. What we have going on now is a conflict of interest. Lutheran Social Services is determining the number of refugees that come in, and they're being compensated. Last year, $4 million. And so they have an incentive. The more refugees they bring in, the more money they make. And we are the ones that have to pay the bill.
Yeah, and they have not been very cooperative on gathering the numbers or the need to gather the numbers, have they?
Absolutely not. They've been, actually, they told us false numbers. And so that's why I think the Legislative Study Committee will have much more teeth. And I believe that will be able to be much more thorough in asking questions.
Lucas in Fargo writes, any elected official that does not seek this information should be recalled. Lack of oversight and accountability in government breeds corruption and waste. We have enough of that already. Keep it up, Dave.
Thank you.
So the number you used on the cost is just one, a small piece of the puzzle, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is what? What's all encompassed in that?
In that city number, the 220,000, to give you an example, in our Fargo Health Department, we have one nurse that's set aside for refugees. So I can go down the list, and it's actually in our city minutes in our last one, if you want to look at the specifics. But basically, each department broke out what some of the costs were pertaining strictly to refugees.
And you're waiting still for law enforcement and what else?
All these other things will come out now. I mean, to me, this was just the initial, and I'm very happy with these numbers. And I think we're making good progress. Now the rest are a lot outside of my lane. These were going to have to be in other departments, such as the schools and the county.
If there is an election as a result of the recall signatures being gathered, will that afford you an opportunity to talk about this on a different level?
Absolutely. I'm very torn. I'm very sorry for the people of Fargo having to pay $45,000 for a special election, but it will give us an opportunity to have a conversation as to who should determine the number of refugees coming to Fargo, how much is being spent, and all those kinds of questions. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we ought to have the conversation. And you can't have a conversation without facts and data.
Exactly.
And then say, okay, here's the impacts. What's the right number, right? I mean, that's
correct.
What you're looking for, is to determine what the proper number that we can afford is.
That is correct. But there's entities that do not want us to know. There's entities that do not want me to ask any questions.
Who?
Well, you don't have to be too...
LSS.
LSS for sure. And obviously, Forum Communications. You don't have to... read too many other articles and figure out what their agenda is. And so there's just a lot of people. And there's, I think, in a lot of different entities that benefit that don't want us to know about it.
The swamp is here, too.
It's right here in Fargo, Scott.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate your work on this, and love your quest for data. So some smart decisions can be made. Hope the other commission members share your zeal on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
More after this, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550. Or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
It was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause, they have a lot of money, they have a platform, but they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fargo. Scott, I want to give a shout-out and appreciation for Dave Pepcorn. He's not my representative in Fargo. I live in West Fargo. But this has been a long time overdue. I'm happy that he's having the guts to stand up and have our local and state and federal government start to be accountable and start asking the real serious questions and sparking the real serious conversations we need to have when it comes to our accountability in government. And I'm looking forward to the, if they want to try to, opposition wants to try to oust Dave Pepcorn, I'll be contributing to help keep him elected. We need more people like him in our local and state federal governments doing exactly what he's doing. Thanks, and have a great day. God bless you.
Thanks for the call. Always appreciate those. Anytime, you can always call us and press 1 and leave a message. So love it. 855-200-1776. A couple of textures on this comment. Was the refugee guy you quoted even a U.S. citizen? Are there any safeguards to prevent non-U.S. citizens from voting in the recall election? Tell Dave, though I'm not his biggest fan, I'll be supporting him in this foreign-inspired recall vote. Another texture. Can you have him explain the difference between a refugee and an immigrant? I believe there are two different peoples in that group. They may have some reasons why they left the country, but there are fundamental differences. One is, I believe, immigrants are content living here. Refugees want to go back home. My definition, I don't know what Dave would, I just saw this, so I apologize we didn't ask the question for Dave as you requested, but the refugees are being pulled out of some war-torn country generally in a holding area, supposedly vetted, and then ultimately dispersed to countries that will take them. And I think Dave's point is, I know Dave's point is, we should know what that costs. We broke a story on this program 2-3 years ago where we picked up some internal discussion going on at public schools to say how many, they keep changing the number of students that are coming and they up it and they up it and they up it. It was the Obama administration, the State Department saying you'll take more, you'll take more. The state government having no say over it and LSS basically flooding the school system was students that couldn't speak English at a number higher than they were told they were going to be getting. So we start asking questions. Oh, yeah, well, we'll dig into that. But anyway, that's because, you know, the refugee surged or something. That is different than an immigrant that says, I live in country X and I want to come to the United States and I'll go through the process to get there. Legally, we'd hope. So a little bit different. Quite a bit different, actually. Another texter, thanks for having Dave Pepcorn on. Well done. Thank you. Well, we'll keep fighting it. It's political correctness run amok. When you don't collect the data because you know it's going to be a number that's going to cause concern among taxpayers, but you don't want any controversy over, you know, a program. I think we can be loving people, have a heart for folks in a bad spot in another part of the world, and say, look, they come here, they go to work, good for them. They build a life in the greatest country on the face of the earth. But we ought to welcome them with open arms and eyes, and also an understanding of what that impact is, what that cost is. Don't apologize for that. That's not racist. That's being a responsible citizen. And to not provide the data is part of the swamp. That's how the swamp works. Lots of swamps today. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's Auctions, Real Estate, Land Management. They do the land auctions. They do the equipment auctions. They've got them all. And they have a busy month of May here. Greggs County, Monday, 200 acres. Mercer County, Wednesday next week, 877 acres and a little bit over in Dunn. A lake home in Otter Tail County coming up here early in June. Grand Forks County, about 300 acres. So keep tabs on it. They have the new auction center of North America in beautiful Steele, North Dakota, too. They also have a Joe Rents rental equipment liquidation auction coming up June 14th. That'll be a big one in Fargo. Pfeiffers.com is the best way to get up to date on everything happening. You can also call 877-700-4099. And if you're looking at selling land, you got to call Pfeiffer's. They have the connections that will get your land sold for a great price. Same thing on equipment auctions. Call them at 877-700-4099. Tell them Scott sent you. I want to give away some pie. Todd, are you up for a little pie giveaway? Should we do that? I don't know. Is this one strawberry rhubarb?
Am I up for pie?
Yeah. Are you
up for
pie?
Do you really have to ask that question?
Coconut cream, lemon supreme. The chocolate peanut butter cup, I just can't decide.
Ooh,
Mother's Day is Sunday,
like
in case you've been under a rock. Wouldn't you have to be under a rock not to know Mother's Day is Sunday?
Well, there are people. I mean, life gets busy sometimes, you know, and you just, next thing you know, it's Christmas. So, yeah, all don't right, forget Mom. Mom didn't forget you. Don't forget Mom.
So, for all of those, you know, life's busy folks, this is my first Mother's Day without my mom. This is my first Mother's Day with no Mom.
I got it.
Yeah. So you don't, that can happen to you. You just never
still
know.
Get the pie, though. Because you'd have gotten it for Mom. So get the pie.
That's true. My only point is this. Because the story, the free pie is for the stories. Right? So your mom can be gone. And I'm going to tell a Mom's Day story on Friday. We're going to have a little Mom's Day bonanza on Friday, for sure. Can't wait.
But there's always Mom's stories. Even if Mom is no longer with us, there's always those stories. Those live on forever.
Exactly. Best pies in America are at Village Inn. You can order them up at villageinn.com, so go online and order them. Stop at any time to pick up your pies and treat Mom. I'd bring Mom in for breakfast is what I'd do, and then buy a pie for Mother's Day. Breakfast all day, every day. They have these four, you know, staples and then 30 options that go around them to create your own breakfast. It's really good. Fargo, West Fargo, well, actually in Fargo, but just close to the West Fargo-Fargo border, and then Moorhead, too. Also in Minot, they will. We will send you a Mom's Day gift card if you tell us a great story about your mom. Like Dean in Bismarck. Dean in Bismarck told us a neat story about his mom. Listen to this.
Well, I got to make about my mom. She raised 19 of us, and she still is alive. She's 92 years old, and I guess my mom was always one that if it had to do plumbing, she would do plumbing. If it had to do electrical, she would do electrical. If it had to do carpentry work, she would do carpenter. And yet she had a garden about the size of most people's yards in town. And she still is alive at 92. At 65, she went and took swimming lessons so she could learn how to swim because she broke her shoulder.
Love the story. And still has his mom to celebrate and all those good stories besides. Thanks, Dean. Kim Blackman won last hour. Two more winners tomorrow. Two more on Friday. Keep the stories coming. 24/7, 855 200-1776. Okay? Do it. Let's take some calls here. Billy in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Billy, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, I just got two points to make about the immigration subject you were talking about earlier. First of all, it for anybody who has eyes to see, it's got to be plainly obvious that it's there's a lot of monetary reward coming for somebody who is pushing all this immigration. The one caller had made a comment about Lutheran social services, or, you know, it's because I shouldn't say immigration, I should say, or maybe refugee immigration, you know. There seems to be a lot of money, a lot of rewards for somebody in that. But the second thing, point that I wanted to make is on YouTube, there is a video. I think it's called The Gumball Analogy in Immigration. And there's several different ones there. People have shortened it or whatever. It can be as little as 3-4 minutes. And this speaker demonstrates how with gumballs, how immigration, how taking care of immigrants in this country is the absolutely stupidest thing we can do. Because another caller made the point that it would be far cheaper to take care of them over there where they are from than to take care of them here. And this guy with his gumball analogy proves that. He proves it so well that even the stupidest liberal could understand it. So it's got to be.
I've seen the Skittles analogy, too, with one that's one that's poison related to, you know, something we don't spend a lot of time talking about today. But that's the whole, okay, do we know that the refugees have been properly vetted, right?
Yes,
are we sure? Are we secure? I mean, that's a whole other issue. All of this is a good discussion, and it doesn't mean you're racist. It doesn't mean you don't like refugees. Honestly, refugees right now, as an example, play an important part in our workforce. They do. Go to Walmart. All right. I mean, there's a number of locations that they work in retail, and they're needed. As you know, Walmart needs the people. So, but to know how many,
as an example,
we can afford is something that you need to ask. Question: are we safe? All these things. One texter says here, ESL is on a 1-teacher-to-6-student ratio. Okay, there's a prime example. You are paying a significant amount of money in property taxes to fund schools in this state. Okay? And if your school, West Fargo, you know, Bismarck, Mandan, Grand Forks, has a refugee population that just keeps on coming no matter what, nobody asks the questions about what it costs. You're paying significantly more, and you're making it very difficult for those public schools to educate students because they need 1 teacher for every 6 students for ESL. Wow. It's data we should know. Simple as that. Wayne in Aberdeen, South Dakota, let's get you to turn your radio down there and weigh in on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good discussion on this. Recently, I'm talking to different people, and I was over in Minnesota talking to these people, and they said that we're bringing in these refugees, and these churches are trying to bring them in. Okay, that's fine and dandy. If you want to bring them in, if your church, whatever church it is, you've decided to bring in 10 refugees for the next 2 years, you have to be responsible for those refugees. So then in the next 2 years, they can get out there and get jobs, get housing, and get taken care of. Now, I'm all for helping other people out, but how much can we take? And that gentleman with the government there, with that commissioner, he's got a very good point. If you're not taking and figuring out the nickels and dimes in your coffers, who's going to throw in extra money in there? Are these churches going to throw in extra money? Is there anybody else out there? In Aberdeen, we've brought in a lot of people for this beef packing plant, and now the crime rate has gone up considerably. Who is taking care of that? Because now you have to hire more police.
Right. What's the cost of that? Good points, Wayne. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Puckett of Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system, only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it's way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace saltwater system.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, Scott, it's your first Mother's Day without your mom. But remember what you said. That when your mom passed away, you said, now I have my mom back. Now, I thought that was really neat.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
You wanted the moon in the background, right?
Did you make the cow noise there? I think you
did.
Yeah. That was very nice of you. Thank you very much. And good reminder. You're absolutely right. It's just different when it's the first Mother's Day and you don't get to go see your mom. But I am choosing to believe that I have my mom back. And, that's the nice thing about having people in heaven that are able to, you can pray for them and they can pray for you. So that's a nice way to go. So you're right. I do. I have my mother back after that awful, awful affliction of dementia. Robbed her from us the last couple of years. So good point on your part. We have the smartest listeners on the planet Earth, I'm telling you, folks. They just don't come any smarter than that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, where you will find no better cookies anywhere on the planet Earth than they have right there. They are so darn good. Come on in and have a cookie. They're locally owned at PetroServe USA. You get choice at the pump. You get the 4-for-4 special. You can register for the $50,000 giveaway. They have great apparel. I mean, I could go on and on. But they have the best cookies on Earth. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields at PetroServe USA, locally owned in Valley Dairy up in Grand Forks, now part of that family. Chris Berg from 630 Point of View is here. He has an interview with Governor Doug Burgum tonight, talking a little about innovation in education. And we played a clip of Chris's interview with Congressman Kevin Cramer earlier. I think this Heidi Heitkamp thing is, you know, I don't know what the word is, controversy, scandal, you know, unseemly. But this is a misstep of significant proportions for someone who normally politically is a little smarter than that. Is it not, Chris?
Let me tell you how significant this is. This just hit my inbox. I would be curious how many of your listeners have any idea who a guy by the name of Senator Joe Manchin is. Joe Manchin. I'm sure many people may not even know his name, and for that matter, could care less what a senator from West Virginia has to say to the people of North Dakota. To show you how desperate of a move and situation Heidi Heitkamp is in from her vote yesterday, there is now an op-ed in the Bismarck Tribune written by Senator Joe Manchin talking about how Heitkamp works for minors. If that doesn't reek of desperation, I don't know what does.
Yeah, there's a lot of very odd things going on. Not to mention, you know, she meets, as you reported on your show yesterday, with some industry folks at breakfast, says, I'm with you. She goes and votes differently. We're thinking it was because John McCain switched his vote, so then Chuck Schumer says, no, you don't. See, that's how it works. And many times that, you can go vote a different way unless I need you. And Chuck Schumer won over North Dakota yesterday. And the industry's absolutely furious. So within hours of that, then she's petitioning the EPA, again with Joe Manchin, to say, okay, get rid of that rule. Well, why did you vote against the rule if you wanted to get rid of it? This is the swamp at work, if you ask me. This is the swamp
but
with capital letters.
This is what you just asked, the key question. So why did she's going to go to Zinke and ask him to change it? Why didn't she just vote that way? The reason why, and this is so important for people to understand as we head into 2018, the reason why is because she's got a guy from downtown Manhattan in New York, which has banned fracking, who's telling her how to vote. Why do we want some person from Manhattan voting for North Dakota? They don't have any idea what goes on in this state. And that's what's happening right now because Senator Heitkamp's a puppet of Senator Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, and to do what she did, I mean, the character question I have is, you don't tell an industry group you're going to vote one way, then go another. So there clearly was significant pressure for her to do that. She knew what she told them. You know, so that's really unseemly. And then all the stuff since. So if you can say, oh, you guys, you're cooking up this story, there's not... Okay, so why is Joe Manchin in the Bismarck Tribune stumping for Senator Heitkamp?
Yeah, what do you mean cooking up a story? I've got sources that I'm hoping I can reveal by later today that are telling me this is what she said in the meeting. I mean, she said she was going to go vote to repeal the thing, walks on the Senate floor because Chuck Schumer told her not to, and apparently Chuck Schumer now is voting for North Dakota, which, again, I'd love to know if Chuck Schumer realizes that milk doesn't come from a carton.
And by the way, the fact that she did make that statement and then, you know, vote differently and then right away call on the EPA to fix this is a political cover. This is what we're looking for there. That just proves everything out. You don't need us to tell you the pieces of this story. That's blatantly obvious right there. It's wow. That is a wow moment. There's no doubt about it.
So let me ask you this. Does it tip the scales for Congressman Kevin Cramer? Does he now come out sooner maybe than he thought and go, I'm running for that Senate seat in 2018?
Well, I think Senator Heitkamp's already in political peril in North Dakota. I don't think this just adds to it. I don't think it's anything new in that regard. You certainly can point out some really smelly things here. But I think Congressman Cramer's weighing whether, you know, hey, I don't think Congressman Cramer, like a lot of people, runs around and thinks the Senate's the end-all, be-all. I really don't. You know, people in the Senate think the Senate's the end-all, be-all. And the swamp, you know, worships at the altar of senators. I just don't think Congressman Cramer comes to that camp. I think he asked himself, where can I do the most good for North Dakotans? I got a really good position on energy and commerce. It touches a lot of things in North Dakota. Am I better there or am I better in the Senate? Because I think a senator, you know, Congressman Cramer runs, he wins. I don't think that's part of his calculation. I really don't. Just because I think she's got to hope she doesn't face somebody who's really popular in North Dakota and on the ballot and in the polls and everything else. She hopes she, you know, faces somebody a little bit different. That's the calculation going on right now. And I don't think he's doing it based on whether, you know, he wants to be in the Senate. I think it's where he does the most good for North Dakota. I don't know. That's my take. This is fascinating stuff, but we're out of time. We'll have to watch you tonight on the Point of View. 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. Thank you, Chris.
God bless.
God bless you all. Bye-bye. Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.